James B. Stewart writes the Common Sense column in the Business Day section of the New York Times and joins us to discuss matters of economy here on WQXR. When MF Global, the commodities brokerage firm headed by former New Jersey Governor John Corzine, failed last October, $1.6 billion of customer assets disappeared. How did those supposedly protected assets slip away? It seems some answers have appeared. Jim, what have we learned?
Well, the shocking thing about this collapse to me always has been that the customer money, quote unquote, vanished. I mean, our money in commodities accounts, in brokerage accounts, is our property, and it is supposed to be strictly segregated from the firm's own assets and is sacrosanct and cannot be touched. This was one of the basic rules of the brokerage business. And yet here, not just a little money went away, $1.6 billion in losses, and the hardships are still being felt. They haven't gotten their money back. No one seemed to be able to answer this question until last week when this trustee report came out. And to me, the shocking news here is that, first of all, the idea that our assets were ever safe in these supposedly segregated accounts was an illusion. And secondly, the controls in place at MF were incredibly lax.
Were the regulations to prevent what happened ignored, or are there none in fact?
Well, it looks like a combination of the two. But I think the main point here is that MF could have followed all the regulations and still customer money would have been lost. They supposedly all the customer money had to be segregated. But what really had to be segregated? It turns out, unknown to me and I think just about everyone else, that there was this quote-unquote alternative calculation for how much segregated assets had to be there. Now, you would think that would be an amount of money to pay back the customers what they had on deposit there. But on this alternative calculation, there were days that the records show that there was over $1 billion in difference between what customers actually would be owed if the firm closed that day and what they had to segregate through this massive loophole that has been in place for many years. And that's outrageous. That needs to be stopped. And then secondly, there was one relatively low-level woman who, in MF, who could simply say, okay, yeah, we'll take money out of the segregated accounts, and it would be taken out. And it looks like, you know, a lot of money was taken out based on her approval.
Did she do that without the approval of higher-ups or at the direction of higher-ups?
Well, that we still don't know. And this is under investigation both by the Justice Department to see if crimes were permitted, by the SEC to see if there are civil violations. But one thing is very clear. They did file false reports with the Commodities Futures Trading Commission that overstated what they actually had segregated. Now, the reasons for that remain murky. Was it an accident? Was it chaos? Was it deliberate? That'll be a very interesting question to see answered. And, of course, you know, nobody is talking about it. But that is a crime. If there was a knowing filing of these false documents, that is a fraud, that is a crime, and someone should be held accountable for it.
How did this alternative method for calculating customer assets arise? It sounds like permissible book cooking.
Well, it's something like that. I mean, the origins of this are murky. I mean, on the face of it, you either have the customer money set aside or you don't. And under the extremely confusing rules about how you calculated this alternative number, for example, if you had cash in your account, well, then that didn't count. That didn't have to be segregated. So, and why would that be? That is utter nonsense. I mean, when I ask people at the regulators the same question, and nobody would actually speak for quotation, but the answer I got pretty much was, well, this is what the industry wanted. And so that's what they got. I mean, there's a long and sorry history of alleged regulation by the CFTC where, in my view, they've just been too much in bed with the regulator. They go back and forth. You know, we, the unwashed masses, you know, who is paying attention to what the CFTC is doing, except the people who they're regulating? So they're constantly lobbying. I mean, John Corzine was in there, like, weeks before the collapse, arguing for laxer regulations about what MF Global could do with its money and putting customer assets at risk. So naturally, the regulated want to do as much as they can, and they got to do it.
It seems that our ignorance is the industry's bliss, then. Does the industry Has the industry acknowledged any responsibility for this collapse at all, or are they just – it seems like they're just completely hands-off. Nobody's talking about it.
Nobody is talking. Everybody is passing the buck. I mean, I've been down the chain. the top regulator of the CFTC says, oh, no, it's the self-regulated overseers that do it. That's the CME, the brokerages in Chicago. I talked to them and said, no, that it wasn't our job. It was the auditor, Price Waterhouse. They had to sign off on the controls. Price Waterhouse says, well, we were just following standard industry practice, and they did have, you know, the requisite controls in there. So you just, this is an endless circle. No one wants to take responsibility for it. But clearly, something has got to be done, and things can be done to prevent this. There's some relatively simple reforms that would make sure this would never happen again.
And what are those?
Well, first of all, get rid of this ridiculous alternative calculation. you take the customer assets and you segregate them, period. That's number one. Number two, you have to have controls in place so that a low-level clerical employee basically doesn't have the authority to say, okay, let's take assets out of there. It should require the signature or the knowledge of a relatively high officer, maybe the chief executive. That would pretty much end the problem right there.
Or at least place the responsibility in a clear position.
Yes, exactly. So that if it did happen, and by the way, to the credit of the industry, this is rare, but it's not unheard of. There have been many other collapses where customers lost money. And there's no reason that this has to happen again. And again, to me, a big question now is, well, we learned this about the commodities brokerage firms. What about the regular securities brokerage firms? They all claim our assets there are segregated too. Well, I always believed that, but can we have any confidence that is safe after what we've seen on the commodity side? So I think there is serious cause for concern and need for reform.
James B. Stewart writes the Common Sense column in the Saturday Business Day section of the New York Times and joins us to discuss matters of economy on WQXR.